China is innocent, says UN and World Health Organization reject claim it launched coronavirus pandemic. By Simon Kent on March 25, 2020. The global coronavirus pandemic did not start in China. A spokesman for the Chinese Communist Party declared Tuesday, claiming support from both the United Nations, UN, and World Health Organization, WHO. In rejecting hurtful U.S. allegations to the contrary as bald-faced racism and xenophobia. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang told a daily news briefing not only does China have the full backing of the globalist organizations in denying it started the viral outbreak, the U.S. must cease and desist forthwith from challenging their assertions, he said. The Chinese side has repeated many times that some people in the U.S. have been seeking by every means to link the virus with China and stigmatize China. This was met with strong indignation and firm objection from the Chinese people. WHO and the international community explicitly oppose linking the virus with any specific country or region and reject stigmatization. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it is shameful to see increasing acts of racial discrimination and prejudice as we fight the COVID-19 pandemic, and we must always fight racism and prejudice. EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy Josep Borrell said the virus knows no border and we need cooperation and multilateralism, instead of competition and recrimination, in face of the common challenge for mankind. It is not the time for countries to blame one another with terms like Chinese virus. WHO believes that we should avoid calling it Chinese virus. Now is the moment for solidarity, for respecting facts and for fighting together. Shuang went on to accuse the U.S. of bald-faced racism and xenophobia by its pointing to the evidence that the COVID-19 virus was first discovered last year in the southern China city of Wuhan and local party members tried for 6 weeks to conceal the true nature of the outbreak. He said the U.S. started the argument and an entirely innocent Chinese Communist Party has been forced to reply even as it battled to defeat the virus. I want to point out that it was the U.S. side that started this argument. It was also the U.S. that first claimed that the virus originated in China and used such terms as Chinese virus and Wuhan virus. According to media reports, as early as March 6, Pompeo started to use Wuhan virus in public remarks. Since then, some U.S. politicians and senior officials have been using this term to stigmatize China, causing great anger and strong opposition from the Chinese people. What I just cited are public records. There is no way for the U.S. to deny this. This is not the first time China has sought to distance itself from the deadly global pandemic, as Breitbart News reported. Earlier this month, the world was told it must look to China, pay attention and follow its principles in order to halt the global epidemic, the official Communist China Daily said in an editorial. Over the past few weeks, Chinese officials and state-managed social media accounts began floating theories that the coronavirus began in the United States and was brought to Wuhan by U.S. Army soldiers visiting for the Military World Games in October. Last week, a major Chinese Communist Party paper, the Global Times, stated again, without evidence, the virus might have been developed in the U.S. Army laboratory in Fort Detrick, Maryland, before being secretly released to harm an innocent and entirely helpless mainland Chinese populace. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.